have circumstances in our lives that challenge us. Get Made with Greg Harris. It might just save your life. Yeah. It's the Get Made Show with Gregory Harris.
Well, good afternoon. Greg Harris, G. Blackwell Harris here, coming to you live, streaming live on BBS Radio Station 1 with the Get Made Show. Streaming to you live from Hollywood, California. And as I said, we're streaming live all over the globe on the largest streaming network on the planet. That would happen to be BBS Radio, and I happen to be on Channel 1. And as I said, just want to welcome you to the show, and I want to thank any and everyone that was, afforded the time to take out of their day to listen to the show live, and also want to thank anyone that's listened to afterwards on the podcast. So just want to welcome you to the show on either forum. And as I like to do, I like to start off the show by talking about some cases I may have saw on my local channel or on CNN or in the news or maybe on the streets of here in LA or Hollywood. One in particular was a story about two teens. They were questioned by a clerk in a convenience store. I saw this on our local channels here. About the guy was questioning the two youngsters about some beef jerky that he believed they had taken. And all of a sudden, while the guy's talking to the two youngsters, he falls out from a heart attack. So the teens, they begin to empty the register, steal cigarettes, and everything's happening. I mean, just bing, bing, bing. So last reported, the clerk's on life support and the teens are being looked for. So, I mean, that could end either way. But the moral of the story to me, my takeaway from it was that just don't stop stressing over small stuff, whatever it is, for the sake of your own health and on your own life, livelihood, just for the own, for the beat of your heart. So, yeah, when I saw that, he allowed that to stress him out, that, the kids were, just took a small item out of there or whatever. But his reaction was so detrimental to him that it just about took him out. That's pretty bad. And that's a reaction from whatever happened. But on to other stories. I looked on TV the other day and they had like a vigil, a march for the actor, rest in peace, Paul Walker. And during the memorial or the peace rally or whatever they were holding out there, fans of his, I would imagine, they started fighting the security. Now, how did a Paul Walker memorial or whatever it was, parade or a look at a certain maybe Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, I don't know. I really don't know what they were out there for because it just, breezes across the screen as I was in passing. But they were rioting with the security there. So for whatever reason, that they had the vigil or whatever they were holding, it ended up in a riot of such. And that's back to the level 3, level 4 thinking. I looked at it. It's a Paul Walker vigil or memorial. Shouldn't end like that. Shouldn't end with the guys or the people there memorializing him in whatever way they're doing it, fighting the security there. I wouldn't think that it would end like that. But yeah, that's something that struck me that stood out there. Then again, another story, 8 people were arrested for recycling bottles and cans out of state. They were out of state bottles and cans, bringing them here in the great state of California. And they wound up with a bottle beef with a can prior. So that's going to be something to talk about around the table, I'm sure, if they give me time for it. That's a new one on me. I've heard just about every type of charge that a person could get out there. And I've never heard that one. But yeah, out of state bottles and cans. And for 8 people to be arrested, it's a pretty big operation. I think it totaled to the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So they were hustling. And on another note, being that I have a show and a venue and a platform, not that I'll just say anything and hopefully you just sit there and just hear me say, you know, spout garbage or say anything here. But to my point, seeing that I have a show, I want to take the opportunity to talk about certain things from time to time that bother me personally, and not bother me to an extent where it has me angry, upset, just a you make me wonder. And one of the things that makes me wonder, because I follow the tech companies out there pretty closely, you know, the companies that's on the move and doing things, moving the country right along. And I'm sure technology is leading that. You know, and I love Amazon. I'm a big Amazon and supporter, and I use them for just about everything. Whatever I need, I go to Amazon first, look it up first. I go to Google to take a look at it, see if I can find it. I go to Amazon, see if they have it. And if I can find what I'm looking for, you know, and it's tailored for what I'm doing and, you know, what I need and so forth, I'll buy it through Amazon. I don't trust too many other online venues out there, eBay and such. I don't, although I have used them and, you know, with great success, but I just don't, they're not my go-to online company store. Amazon is. So as I said, I rely on them for many things. And, you know, I'm a Prime member from day one, in fact. But what really, really bothers me, it seems like every movie on Amazon Prime is BS. I wonder why is that? I mean, after all, that's Amazon, right? That's one of the top billion-dollar companies and billionaire, multi-billionaire type guys out there that you hear about all the time. He, you know, Bezos, as well as Elon Musk with Tesla. SpaceX. But back to Amazon, in my opinion, because I'm a film buff, yeah, I like films, certain films I like. I like, you know, I could tell the ones that's going to flop. I can just, you know, I have a view about certain things. And I don't know, their quality of film should be better than, in my opinion, than Netflix. And also, in my opinion, Netflix is not making a whole lot of, hell of a lot of noise with good quality movies, just quality stuff. You know, it's so easy. You know, I mean, wait, what do you consider quality stuff? I mean, not that everything has to be so violent or that everything has to be so dramatic, but you can look at Usual Suspects. You can, I mean, Harry Met Sally, you know, I mean, you can just jump from one to the other, a comedy. Eddie Murphy, whatever, doesn't even matter. Any movie Eddie Murphy made. Go find an Eddie Murphy. Go find a script writer who can write intelligent, smart stuff. And, you know, and I know a lot of these guys that are out here acting and so forth. I drive them around. So I'm like, well, you know, sometimes I want to tell them, hey, you just don't have it in that department, what you're doing. You just don't. It's not coming across. Eddie Murphy came across. You laughed even if you were going through something. He'd force a laugh out of you, even if it was, oh, shit, I forgot. I was mourning. I wasn't supposed to laugh. But he had it like that. And I mean, that's if I was going to produce something, I'm a writer as well, but if, like with substance and some interest and not just a lot of glitz and a lot of just throwing a story together and roll them and just to, you know, roll some stuff out. But some quality, I mean, in my opinion, I feel like we're missing quality film out there. Not that I'm a film buff so far, but I do like good movies. So I qualify. In my opinion, of course. Not in my own mind, but in my opinion. So, I mean, I don't know. They have enough money. I'm sure there's enough smart writers and smart producers and smart directors out there that can come, you know, pull it off. So I don't know. And I oftentimes I think about it, and it's like, I don't know what the problem is. For instance, they made a movie called The Tick. Now, I haven't seen The Tick. It was a huge billboard right at the airport ramp at LAX when you're pulling up to depart. A huge billboard, The Tick in blue, Amazon's original. Man, you can look at it and just tell that it was garbage. The Tick. People are damn hardly watching The Ant and The Wasp. They're not going to watch The Tick. They're not going to watch The Tick, man. The Tick's not going anywhere. He's not ticking with people. So it's like, that's whoever thought of that was that they should have known better. That was dumb. It was like blue, wrong color, just blue. The whole thing was blue, the wrong. And The Tick, a big, giant man, human being with a tick outfit on. He's going to save something. No tick can save anything of mine. So not especially a big blue one. So yeah, I saw that and then the other stories. And I really, really, because as I said, I'm a Prime member. So I was looking forward to the Russian movie. Yeah. One day Russia took over the entire world. The United States, put it that way. It would be a different world here. I like that. I couldn't make it through it. The first two episodes. It's just written. I don't know anything about the story. I don't know anything about that history to know if it's done correctly or not, and didn't feel it. And I like movies like that. So, you know, I'm like, they just don't, they don't have it in that department. Hell of a store. And then I'm a daily customer at Whole Foods, which is back to Amazon again. So yeah, I'm a daily customer at Whole Foods. I'm there daily. They're that good. The ready food, you know, already cooked, hot food, buffet bar they have there. Huge. Very nice. And I strongly suggest anyone that's on the go, I'm on the go a lot, all the time, that's on the go, that want to eat a hearty, well-rounded meal, and it could be an interesting meal because they have foods from different lands, but they're made by, you know, Whole Foods. They're made there, but they may have a curry chicken or different type of rice and so forth. Different type, not that I eat seafood, I don't eat any shellfish, but they have shrimp and so forth there. They have, if you're a rib eater, they have barbecue ribs, St. Louis barbecue ribs. I'm from Chicago, so I'll give them their props because they know what they're doing down there. So to name them that, St. Louis barbecue ribs, and I'll tell you, they were mahogany. They were mahogany and burgundy. They were pretty. They were beautiful. So yeah, Whole Foods, I eat there a lot. They're on the go. So back to Amazon again. Those are my guys. I love Amazon. I'll tell anybody because they get it right. If they don't get it right, they're right back with your money. And that you can't beat. I mean, you can't ask for anything. I mean, they put their foot down for people, you know, sending everything back that they buy, which I don't blame. They finally woke up on that. But yeah, and that shows that they're human and that they ain't taking no crap either, which is good. Solid company. Solid. They hire a lot of people. They open stuff up, you know, put people in. I mean, just a lot going on with them, and I like it. And this service is impeccable. You can track it. You know exactly where your package is. They'll tell you if a private company is going to bring it or if the U.S. mail is going to bring your package. They let you know that day one. That's service. Like, you can't beat that. That's the type of service I like to render when, you know, I'm in action doing what I do every day. That's why I appreciate it so much from them. But they should be better than Netflix in the movie department. So if anyone can get word to them, let them know. Because, I mean, I frequent a lot of studios out here, but I can't tell you, can't put my finger on exactly where the Amazon studio. I got an idea, but I don't know where. I mean, there's quite a few big new projects that have formed within the last 6 months or so. So they could be over there in the Culver City area. But yeah, but wherever they are, they should be huge. And cameras should be rolling, even if they're making a lot of garbage. And you can tell them I said so. Because I know they could do better. But on to another subject. But yeah, those things just... yeah, I just got more, you know, on my mind. What I saw. And, you know, on to the White House, which is a story in itself. And, of course, this week, what stuck out to most to me, aside from Manafort, of course, it was reported that Trump took $10 million from the housing fund to house more illegals. As I was saying on the prior shows, now's not the time to go to jail. Any jail. Because they're going to load them up. So if you have anybody out there that you know, that's, you know, into that life or about that life or looking to entertain that life or just stumbling around that may fall into that life, let them know that this is a life changer. Should you go in one of them jails nowadays? And it's reported, on a side note, to go collateral with that story, it's recorded that a kingpin from Mexico, the third-party information from a very good friend of mine, say he heard the story. They, gee, did you hear the story? The guy's coming over here from Mexico, one of the kingpins. Well, that's not good either. Coupled with all the illegals that's being picked up, because that forms a, it forms a thing. You know, you got the leader, you got the power right there, and you got the people. That's a push. That's just a push. All you got to do is say it. So I see that forming. So any, for anyone that I can help avoid going to any jail out there, just, you know, do whatever you got to do not to. Whoever that may apply to, or whoever may, that may need to hear that, or who's feeling that. Because, you know, although I'm, you know, a changed man, and, you know, I'm outside of that life, somebody is still in it, a whole lot of somebodies. And that's why I make the statements that I make. And there's also some new booties, as they call it. Not booties literally, but new booties meaning newbies. That don't even know that they're going to enter the game or the so-called life, and there they are in it, immersed in it. Because in the life, you need the non-participants that participate as well. They're non-participants willingly. They wouldn't participate in this life willingly, but the life need you, so they allow you in because really you're in the way. And so you're just to be used. So you got to have those players, too, for that type of game. So for those players, now's not the time to agree and side up on some stuff and just go. Because God forbid something should happen and you wind up going to jail and different types, different levels of jail. It's not going to be a place that you want to, you know, you're not going to want to be there at all. So I'm telling you from up front. And I'm not a goody-two-shoe type of person or anything like that. I'm just a guy that's hip to it and that know what's going on, that's trying to forewarn you, whoever that you may be, that That's not the route even to say right now. That's why I put the right now on it and put in stress the fact that it's not a good look for anybody, but it's really not a good look for guys that just that's just in the way, because once you enter that dragon and enter that zone and that belly of the beast, any of them with those characters in there carrying out orders, because keep in mind, they don't even speak your language, but they got to carry out the order that was given, whatever that order is. They don't even speak your language, and they don't actually hate you, but they have to carry out the order that's given. So that's just a heads up to anyone that's in the way out there. You know, maybe in the way. You just may be in a way. May not even be planning anything, but just may be in the way. Get out of the way. And that leads into this week's subject I want to talk about, and that's find your place. You see? And so, and for me, it goes back to me. I got to speak about the show. You know, my man Doug comes on and said, this show says it may save your life. It just may save your life, is what Doug says in a very eloquent, smart voice. My sister loves his voice, as well as her guy, my brother-in-law, O'Brien. He loves Doug's voice. I do as well. I'm sure as others as well. Well, he says it might just save your life. And he means that. I know he does. Well, that's a hell of a claim to make and not be able to follow up or be able to solidify or be able to convey or come across with. Well, I don't mind saying, you know, I've actually saved quite a few lives. All flavors, both sides in this case, meaning cops and robbers. Okay, so I have saved quite a few lives. And that goes back to my find your place. So, you know, I like to say, you know, you don't have to be everywhere, but you do have to be somewhere. And I said that to say, when you're where you belong in that somewhere, no one can compete with you. You're not at a competitive level stance. You're not even in that zone. You're not even in that stand. And that's why I don't have any competition as to what I do, because I found my place. And that's for me. You know, it's not, I don't need a parade or a circus, and please don't send balloons or cards. The thing is, for me, that's huge because I was somewhere else. But now, did you find that place, or did that place find you? And, you know, I have to ask that question, not live in it, but I'll ask myself, did you find that place, or did that place find you? So I can make this claim. I found my place. See, that place I was in before, when I mentioned on a prior show about, you know, your own level of darkness, wherever you are, your dark times, you know, dark periods and dark spells. That was, you know, many, I have many. But I didn't want to accept it. Like, it's about perception. That's why, you know, I rep it and talk about it so much and so profoundly, because my perception wasn't, I'm in despair. It just wasn't. And my perception at that time was, it's part of the game. Man, this goes with it. This goes with all of it. This is part of it. Not the, you know, and I was always told early on, bitter with the sweet. And I really, truly accepted that in my life, bitter with the sweet in everything. It has to be two sides, negative, positive, okay, all that. So, and that's one thing, and that's where I was. I was there. But gee, did you find that place? And maybe I did. Or did it find you? And maybe it did. Still out on that one. But right now where I'm in at is, I found my place, meaning I don't have to seek, I don't have to meet or compete, because that's why I said earlier, I don't have any competition. When that's my confidence there, I mean, it's like finding my place just relaxes me. I'm relaxed what I do. You go back and listen to some of those early on shows. I mean, I had to go through what I had to go through. And I don't mind saying it. That's why they're up there, because I want a person that's doing this or attempting to do this or attempting to do whatever you're attempting to do is to get through that honeymoon stage and that nervousness and the grace period of not knowing what the hell you're talking about or not sure what the hell you're talking about and not sure how it goes or where it goes. You see, until you can find your place in that as well. So, and it's not that I'm some profound pro Steve Harvey type cat now. No, not at all. But I got to go back to the whole purpose. I feel better with it. See, I live in I statements, in me. Unless it applies, then you can share in my me with me. And I'll say you. But it's about me. Not like to disrespect anybody, not that way, but it's about me, meaning full accountability, full responsibility, full get the reflection, period. And so I have to stress that, because that goes and couples right with being made and getting made, which I can't talk about enough. And in fact, I'm looking to talk about it even more, because that's what it's about. How could I forget this part? Because I didn't write it down. Something very important I want to make mention of. Just the other day, and since that day I've been crazy busy, but just the other day, in my seat, my back seat of my vehicle, I had one of the Parkland shooting children. And that blew me away. He was in my back seat, talking on the phone to some people. So when he hung up, I'm like, hey, I don't get in all of it, but I do get in some of it. Is that Parkland you mentioned? Is that the Parkland? He said, yes, sir. And he went into it. I didn't even ask. He just went into it, what he's here for and what he's doing. And yeah, I guess he felt relaxed telling me about it. I told him what I did. I'm going to mention him on the show. He said, yeah, okay, fine. That's great. It's great you're doing. I'm like, yeah, man, it's just, my heart goes out to you, all you guys, as well as, see, the culture goes back to, I didn't mention the shows in depth or anything, but I did mention the talk, which is, hey, it's only a kick in the ass, don't trip. And he loved it, he embraced it, he may run with it, because I told him. It's the talk. It's only a kick in the ass. You don't have to shoot anybody up. You'll get over it. I guarantee it. I guarantee you're going to get some more kicks in the ass, and I guarantee you'll get over this one and those as well. That's the talk you got to have. And he said, you know what? Because I know we're saying, and I can't, this is in my heart. It's some of the stuff I hold in my chest, because like I said, the guy or whoever did the shooting will say he's crazy. He was crazy for doing that. That son of a man, he was crazy. But he wasn't crazy to himself at that time. He had an idea. That was his idea. He came up. That was his plan. I know what I'll do. It was that easy like that for him. It wasn't crazy to him. It's crazy to me. He did what? That was crazy. But that wasn't crazy to him. So it was a thought. It was an idea that he carried through and he carried out. So it's like, had he known that you can get over this and you're going to get some more, whatever you went through, whatever's going to make you do, whatever you're about to do, it's going to happen to you on other levels in life. And I like to call them all kicks in the ass. That's what they are to me. That's my perception. Say back to perception. That's how I look at them, as kicks in the ass to move you on down the street. Yeah, boom, get on down the street. Sometimes you need one like that. Sometimes you just need a little beep, beep, a couple of bumps. in the butt. But we all get kicks in the ass, depending on what type and what style you need. It's what's served to you. But it's life's lesson. And we just need to let them know not to trip out because of kicking that. But that was a whole nother show, and that was last week. And you go on the podcast, I promise you can listen to all of it. It's right there. So, yeah. I mean, it's just a thing. But it was just, is that irony? Was that ironic that he was in my backseat? Or was he supposed to be right there? Was I supposed to meet him? Because that, I felt that. That's just not something to share with you. I like sharing the stories that I can in the car or whatever, I go through out here. You know. But that, I felt that. Once I heard him say the word Parkland, I've never heard any other place. Like you have a St. Louis, Missouri, and you may have a St. Louis, Texas, if for all we know. I grew up on the St. Louis street in Chicago. But I've never heard of another Parkland. So when I heard the word Parkland till that shooting, so when I heard the word Parkland, I'm like, I'll let him finish, but I got to hit you up on this one. Because I'm like, well, and we're in Bel Air. I was in Bel Air. So rolling through Bel Air on a bright sunny morning, and we was talking to me about Parkland, which is really something. It was amazing. So I don't know. What I'm looking to do now is work with the youth as well, the kids, and with an organization that I had mentioned before in another show, the Pops organization, the club. And, you know, speaking of kids, the little bitty kids, 1, 2, 3. I get a couple of those as well. But, families, of course. There's a story that was put together for me. It came to me, and it was put together for me as it came to me. And it's about little kids telling God what to do. And like you may ask, how is that possible? Well, a little kid is sharp, they're smart, and they know they can work us easily. They can work adults easily, effortlessly. If you just show, whatever you show them is what usually they're going to go with. So meaning that when I say little kids can work God, at one point, the parent to a little baby is like God, is God. Everything, rely on everything you need. From birth, especially the mother, is like God. Look up to them. So when that kid get to a point where he can blink, cry, pout, or maybe just to look and get that bottle when he needed, or get picked up when he needed, or get played with he, or some attention when he or she needs it. That little kid's got to think, I can tell God what to do. That was amazing. That you can tell God what to do. I can work God because he's got you right now. Nothing you can do on your own. The little baby can't do anything. The little kid can hardly do anything on his own. He relies on the adult. The adult is literally God to the little baby. And as I said, once you get to that point, he feel he can work you. Because it gets there with a look, a blink, a pout, a cry for what he needs at that time. He got you. Now it's where the kid tells, the kid's got to say, I can tell, literally tell God what to do. His God for sure. Got to say that. And then I see it played out in ages as we rise. Now we can take that story and look at it and roll it all the way back and then roll it back to the front and say, okay, we need to, not chastise, but we need to groom in my opinion, now children, like I say, I see a lot of children out here. And I just feel that I look at a lot of them in the school situation is just like lambs waiting to go to slaughter. Because for one, the kid who did that, of course, we know we always, you're always going to have the copycats. So I think about that. And then the out here, there was a story once upon a time where there was a little gay guy, little young gay guy. And the guy, like a demonic type guy, say he'd meet up with him, his friend, they were friends in school or whatever, and he killed the guy out here. So, I mean, he had a very cold black, you know, like a demonic look about him when they, you know, put him on TV. And I don't think the fake news had anything, you know, as Trump like to say, had anything to do with, you know, the way they depicted him. His hair was black. Now his hair is brown or blonde or brown or whatever it is. But at that time, the way they depicted him, he looked pretty demonic. That was the first idea that came across my mind. You know, like he had like a black cloud around him when he strolled out into the courtroom. You know, because a certain way you enter the courtroom to let him know. And he had that about him. He doesn't have it now because I saw him again on court. He's different. He had the shirt, tie, or whatever. He looked like a regular kid. But so we're going to have that kid. And that, when I think about somebody like that, I look at the kids like I had in my back seat and the other kids that, you know, the regular kids that, you know, go to and fro to school and class and so forth. It's like lambs. So we have to give the talk. That's why, in my opinion, anyway, we have to, because I just see the both of them just like that. And if I see it, there's a chance it could be there like that then, if I see it, put it that way. So if I see it, maybe someone else is looking at it that way. Just a chance. So yeah, that deserves the talk. The talk wouldn't hurt anything. So any teachers or whoever, just spread the word out there, because yeah, don't trip, it's just a kick in the ass. I mean, you have a lesson in it, but make it, you know, impactful, because, you know, like I say, you know, kids don't want you to tell them anything, but you got to lessen it. Not a whole lot that I'm telling you here. It's just, all I'm saying is just don't trip. Just kicking ass. In passing. So, yeah, I got to say that. So, yeah, I had the kid in the back seat, and we talked and exchanged numbers and so forth, and we'll see what that leads to. And it was something meeting him, I'll tell you that. But back to Trump. Because I got sidetracked from thinking about that little kid there and not mentioning early on in the show as I intended to, or as I would have liked to. I didn't write it down. It happens. But man, I'll tell you something. Taking that money from the housing fund is one thing. And we know that's a whole nother conversation, you know, that we could have. And that's Ben Carson sitting right there at the helm of that. And to use it for the illegals, they're pushing a line like no other as far as illegals are concerned. And the thing is, they're jailing them. And they're sweeping up as far as the gangs and whatever illegals they can find within that, or whatever, you know, cases they can draw out of that. Then that's good. We can put some people away, because I'll tell you, neighborhoods are changing out here. Now, I'm not saying that's part of the plan, that this is part of the plan, that that's part of the plan. All I'm saying is neighborhoods are changing out here. Not just neighborhoods, areas. Areas are changing, because an area that was once bad, I remember it being bad. I wouldn't drive through it from time to time, at certain times of night, of course, being wise to what's going on there, and just, you know, Buck Knife City. Everyone had a buck knife attached to their belt loop there. Shown back in those days at night. It was truly the Wild Wild West. Now that's a thriving community. People bustling around, eating off trucks and out of restaurants and running around and Ubering and doing stuff and, you know, a lot going on all night, which was a no man's land. I mean, don't get caught down there, and your car better not stop down that area, anywhere down there, even on the freeway. Even on the free, if you're on the freeway and your car stop and you're like at Santa Fe or Maple, and you're on, say, for instance, the 10 freeway, for anyone that know anything about Los Angeles back in that day and even some of this day, you got a problem. Get out of there and late at night on the freeway. You got a problem. That area. Well, that area has changed quite a bit. Not all the way, but quite a bit. It's like a movie. It looks like a movie set when you go down there. Like, you know, it looks like, it used to look like the movie with the guys say, the gang, come out and play. It looked like a movie set like that. Like they put it together that way. But they didn't back in the day. It was terrible. When I say back in the day, I'm talking about only a few years back. Yeah, but it's much better. But yeah. But man, I'm telling you, with Trump and the illegals, that's a big deal. But the feds are, in my opinion, from what I see, they look like they're baiting and confusing Trump from several different sides at the same time. Like a cold chess move, and then, hey, I got you cut. Don't look over there. The rook's over there. You see him? He's looking right at you, but you didn't see it because he did that move early. But yeah, you know, with his federal appointee and Manafort, and, you know, doing the deal and so forth, and everybody else here, they keep popping up on CNN. They had a line of them, five of them lined up. They're showcasing. They know. Well, if he's looking at that, because I don't know if the other channel is putting it up or not like that, but I know for a fact CNN is putting it up like that storm down in the Carolinas, which shout out to them too. And it's tumultuous, man. That's bad. But I got to say again, we have so much sunshine out here and just perfect weather. We don't, if you're out and about looking and seeing, making sure the guy don't run into you coming down the street or whatever else can go, you don't hit the guy on the bird, you know, little trike that he's riding out, your little scooter. If you got to watch out for that. We don't even think about down there unless you know someone, you have a loved one or somebody down there that's going through something. But other than that, when you have so much sun blinding you out here, and all the other to-dos, you know, your everyday to-dos that you have to do for your life out here, you don't even think about that stuff unless you see it on CNN. So shout out to them and commend them for keeping it on all day the way they do. Because I'm just being honest about it. If I'm riding down Wilshire Boulevard or La Brea or Olympic and I know it's not the right thing to do, I'm not even thinking about South Carolina, no part of the Carolinas, to be honest. I'm just honest because I got other thoughts on my mind. The weather's perfect. The sun's up, you know, my collar's clean, I'm feeling good, and it's like, I'm not thinking about that. And, you know, then this guy, I'm watching this guy in my right mirror, he's driving a little too fast. So, those things are going on. Until I can get to a set and I can see it on there, and oh my God, you know, it's tragic, it's bad. Yeah, I'm gonna liken it to, I'm sure others have thought about this, and I know they're thinking about it. Puerto Rico looks a lot like it right now. Imagine that. It looks a lot like Puerto Rico did. Not as bad, but they said the worst is yet to come. So, I mean, it's just it's a heck of a sight they're putting on there, and it's not good. So, all the best to them down there and the first responders and all the people that's, you know, volunteering to help down there. Just, I know it's not easy for the people that's going through there, the ones, especially the ones that stayed, because you know, you could very well have lost your life. But at any rate, it's like, just glad that they're down there doing it, because, you know, whoever's there part of, because there's so many that's not. It's just like the homeless and everything else. Shout out to anybody that's assisting and doing anything for the homeless society and community, because There's a whole lot of us that's not. And I'm not saying send me a dime. I'm just saying there's a whole lot of us that's not. So it's the same thing with that. So it's big ups to them for being, you know, finding their place, as I said earlier, being down there, finding their place, assisting those people that need it. You know, it's just a good thing that, you know, you're able to do that. And that leads to another question I may have for myself as well as for any listener. And that is, how do you consider yourself? And I ask myself that. Hey, G, how do you consider yourself? Okay? And AG, if you can consider yourself, like you hear the word king thrown around a lot, you hear God thrown around a lot, not just a supreme being, but, you know, as a God. Yeah, I'm a gay God, or I'm a God. So can I bless myself if I consider myself a God? Because it said, what and how do you consider yourself? You consider yourself short, meaning I'm trying to come up. Do you consider yourself content? All around me is good. I'm covered. Do you consider yourself just a point off or just one away? Just one, whatever that one is. You just one away from wherever you're trying to get? So you got to ask yourself, for me, Greg, how do you consider yourself, or what do you consider yourself? And I ask myself that because others may view me, not that it should matter, differently from how I may view myself. So I have to ask, well, Greg, what and how do you consider yourself? And that's just a very good question for me to keep with me. And always ask. Keeps me, that's one of the methods I use to keep myself in check. And as I said, with that goes right along with finding my own place. You know, and I don't have to worry about where I belong. And that's just something, because I mean, we're living in a lost society right now. Not that I'm found so much, or I got it figured out, or I cracked the code, and I know some things, even if I have. That's not what I'm promoting on that statement. What I'm saying is, it's, in my opinion, for me, it was a good question to ask myself because it gave me an opportunity and a real reason to see where I was, just with me. How do you consider yourself? Because, I mean, you break them all down. Because I feel, if I consider myself a God, not saying I do, I said, if I consider myself a God, not the God, a, I can bless myself in certain areas. You can bless yourself with the right idea. You can bless yourself with the right choice, making the right decision, make especially the right choice. That's blessing yourself. Oh, shit, glad I didn't do that. See, when I went ahead and did that anyway and was spared and saved, he blessed me. I went ahead and did that anyway. That was very futile. Could be, you know, very futile to my life. But I did it anyway, so he blessed me, meaning supreme being. But if I consider myself a God, put the rest on it as well, small g, of course, can I bless myself? Now I threw a question mark behind it when I'm asking myself that, because, you know, you say seek and you should find. He didn't say what only. Seek and you should find, all of it, especially him, meaning, you know, God, the Father, the Son. If that's the area of worship you go through, you know, you go that way. And it's like, I feel it's like got a lot to do with me. But whichever way I choose to worship, or whichever God I choose to call God, the name and so forth, I need to make sure I check me and what and how do I consider myself. Even if I'm going to switch religions, I think I'm going to switch up. You know, I think I'm going to switch up. This worked better. It looked like it's working better over there. I'm going to go switch up and go do what they're doing over there. It'll be better for me. So I need to, that's what I mean when I say I need to know how and what I consider myself. It would be a good thing for me to know. If I can find that out or figure that out, either one, doesn't matter. Because I will say it, one is a blessing, the other one you bless yourself. Well, it doesn't matter. You're blessed. That's why you hear people, hey, how you doing? I'm blessed. Oh, well, that person could have blessed themselves. Or the king could have blessed them. Others can bless you. So what and how do you consider yourself? I bless many. That's the word I use. Right, let me bless you. Come here. And give, here you see, here's something. Right, take that. That's a blessing from me. See? So, and when I ask myself, what and how do I consider myself? Gee, how do you consider a blessing? When I say the how part, how do you consider a blessing? Solely from God? No, I've been blessed by my relatives, brothers, sisters, surely by my mom, my father, surely by my mother. Left me with something special. So, what and how you consider yourself? It's just a small question to start real low with. You don't even have to answer it to anyone. But it'd be cool if you can answer it to yourself or start investigating to find out. That's a good thing to kick around with yourself, with the, to have to share with yourself. It's like part of the good self-talk. And I'll tell you, you know, I truly believe my soul is in, you know, it's like felt in my heart. My soul is. And I think my soul, because I like pinpoint stuff, you know, to know where it's at. I truly feel my soul is in my brain. Because, and I just said it just like that. I feel that because that's a feeling. I located it. It's like I located, you know, it seemed like I located it. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to be all over the place and thinking that, you know, because I got to ask myself, how do I consider myself? So I have to know that. So I got to open it up for me anyway, because as I said, it's therapeutic for me. And being made is a process, and it's all about change to be a better person. In whatever direction that take you or me. So I do it in what my daily travels and what I do, you know, as a service. So I stay made in that capacity. I don't let stuff rub me, and I get comments on it all the time. I just don't, you know, because you have to allow people to a point anyway, you know, to, and I was just telling a friend this morning that, you know, a person, the question they always like to ask, do you get anyone that disrupt you? Or do you have this? Or do you have that? Do you have this? Do you have that? When I'm driving on that style, on that platform. And I'm like, no. And I got to thank God for that. I don't. I just don't get that. I don't. Ever. And that's just a good thing. And as I went on to explain even more, as I said, because I can, if I feel you're not right back there, and I don't need to be, I need to be able to know if you're right or not without turning around. I need to know that. So whatever I need to give you back, I need to be equipped and be able to give that back to you to make sure I'm okay. Whether that's a stern look, pat on the back type look to let you know where I'm at, or a glance to let you know that you don't have a thing to worry about. You're covered in all areas while you're in this car with me, especially. So that, and that feeling that you can feel it back, it's a great feeling because people want to be okay. Shit, I don't blame them. I know I do. I was talking to another friend of mine. He was telling me about the travels over there, overseas, and so forth. And I was telling him, I said, yeah, it's cool. I like going to different places. I've been to a lot of places back in my heyday. The thing is, nowadays, you don't know what's going on because everything is like the culture. And if you come over the right way and you're not, you don't have your back covered right, guess what? You become a victim. And I can't blame them. Because they're looking. They're seeking, too. Everyone's seeking out there. But, you know, I only have a few minutes left, but I don't want to get off track on the thing, but it's just, I want to stress the fact that, like I said earlier, my programmer, Doug, he says, it might just save your life. I got to go back to that. That's a heck of a statement. And for me to say, you know, I found my place, you know, I can back that up, what he said. I mean, that's just, that's profound. And it actually, and I've actually saved some lives, and that's by the grace of God. But to find my place. So that's what I have to give this week is, it's all about, you know, find your place. Because you don't have to be all over the place. And remember, because I always, oftentimes, I always try to tell myself to make sure I remember the thinking outside the box, because I hear a lot of people talking about it. And there's a lot of motivation online, which I'm online under G. Blackwell. I'm on Spotify under Blackwell Harris and so forth and so on. But everything's under getmade.global if you go there. Or bbsradio.com/getmade. bbsradio.com/getmade. Either one will take you right there, wherever you can link up with me. And I got to say that that finding your place is just profound. It can be profound. It can be profound. Because when you do, once you find your place, you're relaxed and you're a pro and you're proficient. And people love what you do. They love your action because you found your place, whatever that place is, whatever it is where your place is. But find it. That's another portion of seeking you should find. You got to seek that out too, like everything else. And, you know, and just lessen the fear if you have any. I know it's a lot of people out there don't have any. But if you have any, do everything you can to lessen your fear. That's a requirement of being made. Not saying, I'm not scared, I'll kill him, I'll shoot him. No, not that. Because, you know, fear is there, but you got, you know, the source is what I'm talking about. You know, got to know what the source of it, where it came from. So finding your place is power. That's a good mission to be on, instead of just aimlessly, you know, doing whatever you do in a hubbub type of way every day. But let me find my place and make sure wherever I'm at, is this my place where I'm supposed to be? Because things should be flowing. They'll flow. They'll get, if you've been doing it in your place for a while, things should flow. If you continuous with that, with whatever you're doing, it should flow. I mean, you should see some type of flow there. So it's just, if not, find your place. And don't be afraid to investigate and look for your place. Hell, for a guy like me that can come out of the circumstances that I've been in, and there's some that's much worse than I was, to come out of that and find my place and claim I find my place and live that fact, I live that fact every day. And, you know, by the grace of God, I'm proud of it to be able to say that. That's why I give the show. In fact, for any friends that you have out there that may have missed the show today, let them know that we're streaming live every Sunday, 2 o'clock Pacific time, West Coast time, of course. And we're on all the outlets, bbsradio.com. Go to Apple, iTunes, all of them. I mean, we're all over the place. But if you go to getmade.global, it'll link you with whatever I'm doing, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, and so forth. And I'm doing all I can with the music and so forth. I want to take the opportunity, because I know we're winding down on the time. I think I got about a minute left. We'll take the opportunity out to thank each and everyone for taking the time out of your daily routine to listen to me, if you did so. If not, I want to thank the ones that have listened on podcasts. And your listening encourages me. So hopefully I said something out there today that may have helped someone. And if someone that's going through something, know that I care, even if I don't know what it is that you're going through. Because I had people that care for me that didn't actually know what I was going through because I didn't tell them. I just went ahead and went through it. So I want to say that, and, you know, lend the same thing out to you through my voice on this show here. Again, my name is Greg Harris, G. Blackwell Harris. Again, I want to thank you for listening. Take care of yourself, those around you, and peace.